All right, we are joined in the media center by Pro Stock Motorcycle Provisional number one qualifier, Angel Sampe, who went to number one with her run of 6.728, 202 miles an hour, track record ET here at Texas Motorplex. If it holds, it would be her fifth number one of the season. Obviously, everyone kind of looked towards that night session, but you guys put together a great run to kick off the weekend. How cool was that to see that number pop up on the scoreboard?
Yeah, we were very surprised. As a matter of fact, when I came off the track, one of the NHRA guys gave me the numbers on his hands, and it didn't register in my brain because it was like, I think he said 82. And he did it again. I was like, yeah, that's got to be 82. That couldn't have been a 72. And then when he said it out loud, he's like, it's 72. I was like, what? So when Andrew came down then the track, I asked him if he was mad at somebody because he apparently is doing a really good job at tuning the bike. We did get to test on Wednesday. Things went well for us. Of course, it didn't go as well as today, but we figured some things out. Thank goodness we had the test session, so we were able to get a little bit further going into today, a little momentum coming off of Wednesday. I'm a little disappointed that I didn't do a better job second round of qualifying. That was my fault. I double clutched it. That's something that happens every once in a while to every racer, and it's literally I started to release the clutch, drew it back, and then released it, and your body is not prepared for that, and so it upset me and lifted me up, which upset the motorcycle, which made it lose traction, and we didn't get the money that they were offering tonight. So that was very disappointing. I was looking forward to doing that for my team because I definitely had the motorcycle to do it, but oh well. I'm going to chalk that up as my one mistake I'm allowed for this weekend.
Well, you talked about testing and wanting to get a few things figured out. Is that just kind of like knowing you need a big weekend this weekend, looking at points and all that?
Absolutely.
Is that kind of that mindset?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we were looking forward to tonight, hoping to get low ET for the second round. So that's, you know, testing was important for that. But definitely going into the rest of the, you know, the last three races of the year, I have some catching up to do. Once again, my mistakes that have put me behind. My Vance and Hines Mission Suzuki is the motorcycle to beat. I just haven't been the rider that it needs. So I need to turn that around. So testing wasn't only good for Andrew to, you know, see what he could do with the tuning, but it was good for me to get some seat time as well. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow, getting back to normal, just get some good qualifying runs in, see how I can do. I mean, even after 26 years of doing this, every run down the track helps. It's like, you know, you take a week off and you got to start all over again. It never gets easy, that's for sure.
We're headed into the second half of the countdown here. You said you've been doing this 26 years. What would it mean to you to win another championship?
I think I've shown that I'm trying so hard. I'm trying too hard. And there aren't words to describe what it would mean to me. It's what I want to do before I'm done racing for good. And I have to figure out a way to just stop thinking about that and just enjoy my time out here, enjoy every run on the track. And I try to talk myself into that every time you guys interview me, every time I post anything on social media. I'm reminding myself of how lucky I am to be the rider of this Vance and Hines Mission Suzuki and just enjoy the ride and stop worrying about everything. But it's just hard when you want it as bad as I do. I haven't lost the passion for winning for 26 years. It's only grown. I mean, I thought for sure by now it would be no big deal. You know, if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. Oh, well, I still get to go home happy and healthy with a beautiful family. But I want to win it even more today than I did 26 years ago.
What's the first time it would be the first championship since you've had the girls?
That's right. The first win as a mom is the biggest win for me. If I could win a championship with both my daughters watching, that would be amazing. I'm not going to give up, by the way. No matter how many times I fall, I'm picking myself up and I'm going to keep going.
You talked about you've done this for so long. What's the, you know, the razor's edge of making a mistake on this thing? How small is the margin of error?
That's the hardest thing about what we do. You know, it's not a football game where you have hours to come back, or a NASCAR race where you have hours and laps to come back. We have hundredths of a second, and one little teeny tiny mistake. I mean, I literally messed up the run before I even left the starting line. And it wasn't a race. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't trying to win the race, which I believe I still had winner on my side of the lane in qualifying if it had been a race. But the ET was messed up because of my hand, which my brain and my hand didn't cooperate with each other. But if you over-rev if I miss the shift, if I'm off by 1/10 of a second, you know, a little late on the button or a little too soon on the button, or the bike gets out of the groove a tiny bit and I don't pull it back right away, or even at the finish line, if there's a crosswind like we've had a little bit here, and you don't have the bike completely straight up and down and you're leaning it just a tiny bit, it scrubs some speed off. There's so many things that happen so fast that you can do to mess this up. I have never made a perfect run. I will never make a perfect run. And if anybody in this sport says they've made a perfect run, they don't know what they're talking about. It's impossible, but we keep striving for it. And the thing that hurts me so bad when I make these mistakes is that I feel like I'm letting everyone down. You know, especially my team who works so hard to do what they do. Andrew's amazing. All the guys back at the shop are amazing. He's tuning this motorcycle. He sacrificed his ride this year to be my crew chief 100%. And I'm not giving him what he deserves. I'm not giving all of Vance and Hines and Mission and Suzuki what they deserve. So, like I said, I'm going to keep working. I only have 3 more races to prove myself this year, but hopefully they'll have me back next year and I'm going to fight just as hard.
26 years ago, if we'd have told you you would be riding a Vance and Hines bike, you would have said...
Never going to happen. Never going to happen. I mean, the day they asked me, I thought it was a joke. I thought they were playing some, you know, huge, really cruel, practical joke on me. And then even when I knew it was for real happening, it took several months. When I would put the uniform shirt on, I would get chills. It's like, I can't believe this is happening. I remember one time, probably 6 races into the first season with them, I was sitting in the lounge and I looked out the window and I just saw all the Vance and Hines stuff and I realized I am inside the Vance and Hines trailer. And I got chills all over my body and it was like, this is so crazy. You know, when you race against your rivals for as many years as I did, this is the team that meant the world to me to beat. I never hated them, I always respected them, but oh my gosh, I hated them when I was on the racetrack. I wanted to beat them so bad. And now to be on this team, and I think it has a little bit to do with the pressure I put on myself because I've put them so high on a pedestal and I feel like I need to be better. So I'm going to try to do what I say. I'm going to go back to my hotel room tonight. I'm going to relax. I'm going to get a good night's rest. And I'm going to come back tomorrow and I'm going to try to enjoy every second of my time on this beautiful racetrack. The Meyer family has done such an outstanding job with this whole week. I wish all the races could be this big, even down to the music before we come out and the flames and the lights. I know it's awesome for the fans, but it makes me feel like what we do is bigger than it can be, or that it is. It can be bigger, and I think that's what they said. Billy wants to show everybody that drag racing can be bigger, and man, he's doing it right. So I'm so proud to be here. I have never won this race. I do not own the cowboy hat. I really want to do that this weekend, so I'm going to try really hard. I'm not going to try too hard, though. I'm just going to try hard.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.